In the headquarters of Lucifer, there was excitement and bedlam. He had just returned from the Garden of Eden.
All right, quiet! Quiet, you imps of darkness! When I speak to you, obey immediately.
When you were next in command to the Son of God in heaven, we would have obeyed you, Lucifer, but no longer. Now you're cast out of heaven, and we, the foolish angels who believed you, no longer respect you. We hate you and your lying tongue.
Oh, well said, imp. As my kingdom is one of hate, lies, and murder, you are a fitting citizen of my kingdom, subject of my rule. Now gather round, all you fallen angels, and I will give my report of what happened in the Garden of Eden.
Adam and Eve joined forces with us, I suppose.
That's just what happened.
Lies, lies.
You think so? Listen to this! All you angels of darkness, I am now prince of this world, god of this earth.
By whose authority?
God himself. He gave dominion of this earth to Adam, and I took it from Adam. He and Eve chose me as their ruler.
Willingly.
No one forced them to choose me.
You lied to them. Told them a lot of false premises and empty promises.
Well, of course I did. They believed me. And the point, fellow beings of the deep, is simply this. By virtue of the fact that of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Adam and Eve are now in bondage to me. I am their ruler. I have complete dominion of this earth, and you know what that means. It means that I have won the controversy with God. Soon I shall take over God's throne and rule the universe.
You have made that empty promise before, Satan.
My name is Lucifer!
Yes, sir! Lucifer, ruler of the universe.
Yes, that's better. Now, doers of evil, we have work to do. Something happened in the Garden of Eden that I don't quite understand. It happened soon after Adam and Eve obeyed my voice instead of the voice of God. God pronounced a judgment on the serpent and the ground and upon Eve. Then he said something involving me. His exact words were these. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. I think it has something to do with trying to stop me from depraving human nature. Somehow man may be able to resist my power.
Man has already yielded to you. How can they resist you now?
That's what we're going to find out. I want you to assign your best operatives to keep Adam and Eve under constant surveillance.
Me?
You're my first lieutenant, aren't you?
Yes.
All right, then. Let's get going. Report to me everything that is said or done. Sooner or later, God will explain about the bruising of head and heel to Adam and Eve. I want to know exactly what is said. Understand?
Yes, Chief. You're right, Chief. An explanation was given to Adam and Eve, and I'll bet you can't guess who's going to get his head bruised.
I am. I knew that much. Who is going to get his heel bruised? That's the part that puzzles me. Obviously, it's someone descended from Adam and Eve. But who?
Could it be the Son of God?
The Son of God? The Creator? It's his heel I'm going to bruise?
That's what was told Adam and Eve.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
Now hurry back there and keep spying. I want to know more.
Yes!
Oh, you say the Son of God is going to come to this world in human form.
That's what they were told, Chief.
Oh, fine, fine. The Son of God is going to lower himself by coming to this earth as a human. Ah, then I will have him under my direct control. As a human, he will not be able to resist my cunningly devised lies. The Son of God exalted. Perhaps he was, but he won't be when he comes to this earth. He will yield to me, and I shall be exalted. Now hurry, back to the Garden of Eden. I don't want to miss a thing. Oh.
Chief! Chief!
Yes, yes, what do you want?
I found out why the Son of God is coming to this earth as a human.
Yes? Why?
He's going to redeem the earth. Gain back its dominion given to Adam and lost to you.
You mean he's going to try to, but he won't succeed. How does he think he can resist me when other humans can't?
That isn't all.
No?
He's going to save mankind.
Save them from what?
You! From their sins, from your lies, your evil, your wickedness, above all, your rule. It's all called the plan of salvation.
Oh, this gets better and better.
You aren't fearful that the plan of salvation will succeed?
With me at the helm opposing the plan, it hasn't a chance of success. I am the master of humans. In human form, even the Son of God will be in my power.
If he wants to save mankind from your beguiling lies and evil ways, why doesn't he just change his laws so man will no longer be guilty of transgression?
Change his laws? Oh, I wish he would. That's what I've been trying to get him to do. If he does change his laws, any of them, in the slightest degree ever, then I will win the controversy because he will have done what I want him to do.
Want me to go back to the Garden of Eden and spy some more?
From now on, we have to be on the constant watch to discover, ahead of time, just when and where the Son of God will appear in human form. In the meantime, I shall devise a diabolic plan to handle him when he does appear. Get back there to Adam right now and keep me informed. So, the Son of God is going to shed his heavenly power and glory and come here to my kingdom.
Chief, I have some news for you. Adam and Eve, because they yield to your wiles, can no longer commune directly with God. Messengers are commissioned to be the means by which... A few minutes ago, Chief, Adam and Eve pleaded with God to place the penalty of their sin directly upon themselves and not upon the Son of God. They pleaded that the Son of God be not permitted to suffer and die. A new ceremony has been instigated to herald the coming of the Son of God. A lamb is to be sacrificed. Chief, Adam and Eve have had a recreation of themselves, a baby born. Say, Chief, today the angel came to Adam and Eve. Today, Chief,